It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the sit on the couch and groan show because you had just this huge turkey day this week. And you probably got a lot of turkey left over, like I know I do, and I think Barbecue Bob does too. So we might dive into how to get rid of that bird this show. But we got a few other things. But before we get to that, I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. The smokiest show on the airwaves, brought to you by great stations around Michigan. I'm not the biggest fan of leftover turkey. After a little while, it gets really old.
Right.
But what I was, I've the last few years gone into doing like a Mexican profile with it and using it for certain things, and we're gonna
camouflaging it so you can't taste
cover
it.
Cover some of those things. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But the biggest bar night of the year hardly happened.
Right. Sad.
Yeah.
It was very sad.
But we did find a place that was serving outdoors with a fire.
Yeah.
And there was a huge crowd there.
Little brewery, actually.
And it was fantastic. And I think people are just fed up.
Right. Well, I can only speak for me, and I am. You know what? I'm not terribly afraid of this. I know that a lot of people get very sick from it. And I'm not wishing anything
just
bad
like
on anybody.
Just like the flu every year.
Right, but it's just
a little worse, but
I can't agree with the just the urban shutdown of everything that we're doing. It's just ridiculous in my mind, but that I'm entitled to my opinion. You know, I'm not trying to offend anybody.
And you can kind of tell the states that are going to do it. They're the same ones that have the big vote controversies right now about suddenly showing up and stuff like that. So, sure. But I noticed online, I was looking at states that have people and bars and restaurants that are just fighting back. And California, Illinois, Colorado, Michigan, Maine, Ohio, all over the place, restaurateurs and bar owners are just saying, screw you, we're opening up. And they're going to get probably in trouble, but I think they don't care at this point because they're going to go out of business if they don't do something.
Yeah, exactly.
And we just talked about that.
You and I
just talked about that downtown Grand Rapids. You can't find a place open, and what a shame.
It is, the many that are here. So, on the lighter side of the news, for us anyway, Turkey Day, how'd you cook your turkey?
Mrs. Nermico cooks.
Oh, well, there you go.
Christmas and Thanksgiving.
I see.
Yes.
So you get 2 days off a year.
I do. That's her specialty. She does a wonderful job. That's kind of her thing, and all the good china comes out. We had a bunch of the kids home, and
Did your party bigger than six?
Yes, we did. Absolutely.
Yeah, you got a big house. You can move
them
around.
Well, it was a funeral for the turkey.
Right. Yeah. So you can have 30 then, right?
Yes.
Is that what it is? The number?
Right. That's right.
Yeah. Hey, I made mine on the Big Green Egg charcoal smoker, for those that don't know what a Big Green Egg is. And
I had about
just Lisa and I, so I had about a 16-pound bird. It was one of those that was frozen. I did not get a fresh one this year from Sobey. My employer gave us a turkey as a holiday gift. So thawed that thing out a couple days in the refrigerator and then took it out of the package, seasoned it on Wednesday and then cooked it on Thursday. So I let it set seasoned 24 hours in the refrigerator, rubbed some butter under the skin, on the breast, and then all over the outside. And then I had a bourbon maple rub that I had. Then I rubbed that all over it. And like I said, let it set. A little bit of sugar in that and quite a little bit of salt. And then obviously whatever else makes it the bourbon and maple flavors. Bourbon and maple.
The chef probably drank it.
Right, yeah. But so got that Big Green Egg up to about 275. And about 4 hours, and it was done. I was at about 175 in that joint down by the thigh. That's the one I usually check. Make sure you don't hit the bone, right? You just get deep in there because that'll be the slowest place for it to cook. And it turned out great. And again, 16 pounds of bird, you got carcass and all that other stuff, but there was probably, what, 8-9 pounds of meat on there, a lot more than I need for Lisa and I. So we, too, are doing the turkey leftover, what can we do that's creative for it? And so I got an idea about one, too, but we'll get to that a little bit later in the show. But
yeah, Maureen, I had a client actually give her a giant turkey, and I still believe, as I've been told, that the bigger turkeys are better.
Yeah. Well, maybe a little fatter and a little plump. I don't know.
But you talk to most butchers, and they'll tell you the bigger turkeys have more flavor.
Yeah. Huh. Well, we had a flavorful little ride. We came over to Barbecue Bob's house last week, and Bob had got you've heard him talk about it on the show, a mule, a Kawasaki mule, which is a ATV, for lack of a better word.
Side-by-side.
Side-by-side. Really nice. He's in great shape. Got it from his brother-in-law. But I'd not seen it yet. And, of course, we maybe got together and had a couple cocktails. They're like, hey, let me take you for a ride. So I'm like, I don't really need to go for a ride. But we're on his property. We didn't go anywhere. We were just and he starts out.
Bring your cocktail.
Right, bring your cocktail. And then so we start out on a ride to go down his driveway. And then he decides that we're going to go off-roading, right? So he's like, hold this. So now I got two cocktails in my hand. And he turns off, and we start puttering up a little bit of a hill. Well, it's dark.
Good thing we weren't going fast.
That's right. It's dark. And we hit a stump. And we hit it dead stop, but it was enough momentum that we jumped up over it, and it got behind the front differential. And there we sat.
Well,
and,
we didn't only hit a stump. We were on an angle, and there was a ditch on one side. So the thing started tipping into the ditch. We were like teetering on his
right.
stump.
So no,
did you fall out of it?
Nobody fell out,
no,
and nobody
got
hurt.
I got wet
because when he hit that stump, both those drinks slammed into the windshield and just splashed the hell out of me. But, so we weren't 100 yards from his house when all this happened. So, we had to go get the damn Jeep and put a strap on there and jerk the thing off the stump. And I don't know, did you look at it? Did we do any damage?
No, it's fine.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, those things are built like a tank, but I had to laugh. It's like we weren't in the thing 3 minutes and the ride ended.
So the moral of the story is put cup holders in your mule.
Yeah, exactly.
And put a sippy cup in and get better lights.
Right.
So you can
see everything. I'll give you a break on that one because we kind of turned off the road and started to go uphill and your lights were shining up. You couldn't see that stump in front of us. And it was only up about a foot.
Yeah.
You know, and we just kind of went up over top of that.
More than it needed to be.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, God. But anyway, the good news was is there was more drinks back at the house. So we walked back and drowned our sorrows and moved forward. But anyway. Oh, God. A lot of fun.
That was a little embarrassing.
No, it wasn't until I just told the story.
Good thing nobody knows.
Yeah. Nobody was bleeding. That makes it better.
Yeah. So I was kind of curious. You know, when I was a kid, did you on Thanksgiving night, did you guys all make turkey sandwiches?
You know what I usually made? I made one with stuffing on it, and this is going to sound weird, but we usually had bread made, right? Take turkey and mayonnaise,
yep,
and then put the stuffing on there, and then mustard on top of the stuffing, and I got mayonnaise, mustard, turkey, and stuffing. That sandwich is one of my favorite sandwiches to this day, man.
I can tell.
But it's just that day, right? I mean, that's when you have all those ingredients.
Yeah.
And I'm a dark meat guy. I don't really like white meat turkey. It's just too dry for me. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm not preparing it right. And there's people out there that say, oh, you're a fool. But
you cooked it to 175 for starters.
Right, yeah. But that was in the joint, man. You had to get it there. But anyway, it's only 10 degrees. What can that hurt, right? Well, it just dries things out. That's all. But yeah, well, what about you? Do you eat sandwiches?
You know, our tradition was mayo on both sides, lots of it, and then a big stack of turkey. And that was it.
No stuffing.
Mom's homemade bread.
Yep, yep.
No, the stuffing is bread, so it'd be kind of redundant.
No, I know, but it's
not
flavored.
Kosher.
It's not
flavored. Kosher.
We don't have kosher meals at my place, but anyway. Whatever.
Yeah.
So, hey, coming up next, I don't know, this week, Bob, on Wednesday, we had snow here in Grand Rapids. Pretty heavy snow for the afternoon and a little bit of accumulation. And makes me think of Stormy Cromer. So coming up next, we're going to talk to our friend Gina from Stormy Cromer. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance. While you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Gee, it's turkey weekend hangover right now. And we're all thinking about, oh man, maybe my clothes are a little too tight after having that. What's that? What's the trip? Some tryptophan that you get from the turkey that makes you sleepy?
There's a lot of fins in the UP. So
right.
There's lots of people that tryptophan up there.
Sorny. But now, speaking of the UP, we have a love affair with clothing that is made on the western end of the UP, a company called Stormy Cromer. I know between you and I, we have a bunch of it, and I can never get enough. It's
right.
Wonderful. So we have a guest with us today,
that's
right?
That's right. We have the, I believe, president. Is that right? Gina Thorson from Stormy Cromer. How are you, Gina?
I'm good. How are you?
Did I give you a promotion or a demotion?
No, you're right on.
Cool. That doesn't happen often.
Yeah.
So tell people if they don't know somehow, I can't imagine, but tell us who Stormy Cromer is.
Sure. So we are the kind of iconic red-black plaid cap with the ear band that pulls down. We're based in Ironwood in the far western end of the UP, as you said, and it's a hat that's been around for over 100 years. It was started in Wisconsin by a gentleman named Stormy Cromer, and my family's sewing factory took it over in 2001, and we've been just, you know, having a lot of fun making the caps, but also a whole array of other products, apparel and coats and jackets and vests and mittens, mostly in wool, but really designed to keep you warm during the winter. So we're up here in the UP and building the right clothes to help you survive the UP and other similar climates.
That's right. And Jop and I adorn your clothing all the time. And like I've got my green wool coat on today and my white Stormy Cromer hat.
Yeah. Gina, we have to settle. You're the authority, all right? One of us is the hero, one of us is the goat. Do you make a white hat for a man, or is it a lady's hat?
Ooh, I'm gonna be honest. It was designed as a lady's hat.
Okay. I knew I had to ask today.
It's a funny story.
We have seen men wearing them, so it's not the first time I've heard of that.
Below the bridge, though, right? I mean, Flatlanders, yeah.
Here's the reason I have it. My brother went into your factory store where you sell your seconds.
Yeah.
And he just said, I need the biggest hat you can get. And somebody dug through the bin and go, well, this is big enough for a watermelon. And he goes, I'll take it. And he brought it home, and I loved it because it fit. I have a giant crown. And then when I met your dad years ago, when you guys came on board with us and helped us with the GI barbecue donations and everything,
yep.
I was telling him how much I loved my white hat. And he goes, well, you know, that white hat, that's a lady's hat. I said, I don't care. I love it.
Yeah. So he's unique.
That's all that
he stands
matters,
out.
Right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. He stands out in the crowd. But anyway, so yep. Tell us what's going on at Stormy with regard to new products that are coming out, because you're all the time doing something.
Oh, yeah. So a couple of fun things for this fall. We did launch a really nice bag collection. So most of the bags are in waxed cotton. So, you know, a briefcase, a duffel bag, an overnight bag, dop kits, little pouches, field bags, all kinds of good stuff. Also some purses for the ladies. So a really nice collection of bags. We have actually a lot of new apparel. About a year, well, almost 2 years ago now, we hired a full-time product designer that we had not done that as a full-time employee before. We had just used some various contractors, and we really upgraded our expertise when we made this hire. And so because of the long lead time on apparel, it's just all the designs that she's been working on are just coming out this fall. So there's some great items for both men and women, new jackets and vests and things that's really expanded our apparel line, which is great. And of course, you know, one of the big things we did this year, we did this a lot earlier in the year, but was to add in a flannel face covering. So in the year of COVID, and something that we all need when we're out and about. So that's been fun to offer in some of our different plaid designs.
Now that's a mask that I might not throw a fuss about.
Yeah, right.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got your red, black plaid or your whatever. We got a couple other colors as well. Right. So
do you
that's
make
been
them,
fun to
do. Do you make any that say, my governor's an idiot? Because that would be another
one. We firmly stay out of politics here. Yeah,
Gina,
summer.
You're a smart lady. We knew that. Unlike my radio partner here, he can't help himself sometimes. But Gina, are you still making the wax cotton vest with the red and black plaid lining in it?
Absolutely. Yep, it's a very good seller.
I can tell you that every time I wear that vest, I get compliments on it. People are like, wow,
oh,
where did you get that? It's just so classic. And
it's very sharp.
It's manly, too, man. I put that on, and I'm like, yeah, all right, we're going to go outside.
Yeah, even for a troll, right?
Right, yeah, exactly. Yep, we are that. If we're nothing, we are trolls from down below. But so where do people find your stuff? Is there websites they go to? Do they go to retailers? Help us out.
Yeah, you can do both. We've got a website, StormyKramer.com. We also have, I think, 200 retailers in the state of Michigan, and then, of course, beyond that as well. So we have many, many retailers, and especially in the kind of tough, challenging year for retail this year, we'd love for folks to find a retailer near them. On our website, if you go down to the bottom, there's a place you can click, and you put in your zip code, and you can find the nearest dealer near you. But, of course, you can always order on our website as well, StormyKramer.com.
And Kramer's with a K, right?
Yes, Kramer with a K.
Yep, very cool.
So what's on the horizon for Kramer?
Oh, that's a good question. It's been such a strange year that it's been a little more difficult to think about the future. It's like kind of just keeping up with day to day. But we've been working on a spring collection for next spring, so we're trying to get a little less seasonal with our business and offer some more like waxed items and like trucker caps and t-shirts and some of our bags and things for the summer. So that's exciting. And I don't know, we're just starting to work on next fall's product line as well. So we've got just getting into some new fabrics, like working with recycled fabrics a lot. So wools that have some recycled fibers in them that we've kind of stumbled upon recently, and trying to incorporate a little bit more of that into our product line as well.
Well, I'll tell you, I took my Stormy Kramer mittens to deer camp, and on the coldest day I sat there, and the only thing cold on me was my feet.
Yeah, do you sell Stormy Kramer boots?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah, but no, that's great. Well,
it's nice having Michigan-made products, and of course, we have an affinity for your product. Your kindness and you helping us with our fundraiser for the troops was really over the top. I still see those hats, and it's heartwarming because we got to bring barbecue to three different military bases, and they now have giant smokers, and the troops are getting a little bit of love anyway.
Right.
That's awesome. Well, we're always glad to help with great efforts like that, and certainly supporting our troops is something that we're proud to be a part of.
Okay. Gina Thorson, president of Stormy Cromer in Ironwood, Michigan, as far west as you can go in Michigan.
That's right.
The land of my Grammy.
Yep, very good.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for making time for us, Gina.
You got it, guys. Good
all
talking
right.
to you.
Right,
say hi
care.
To Bob.
Okay. I will.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, wonderful. If you don't own any Stormy Cromer apparel, check out their website or
yeah.
find a retailer,
and,
even better.
And read their story
right.
because it is moving
right.
what they've done. It's
yep.
just moving.
They're a large employer up there, too. Very, very big
very
part
large.
Of the economy
yeah.
in Ironwood. But anyway, coming up next, there's got to be leftovers in your fridge. There is mine. We're going to see what we can do with them. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. And do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grilling Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grilling Guys show. That's it.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys, and we're going to talk a little bit about leftovers now. You got to have some in your fridge if you celebrated Turkey Day a couple days ago. And what do you do with all that, Bob? I mean, there's lots of ideas, but what do you like to do with it?
Well, it's good to know you like dark meat because we usually end up with more dark meat. So
your family likes
to
like
it over to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, are you cooking some special kind of turkey?
Yeah, yes, they're, anyway. So one of the, you know, I love Mexican food.
Sure you do. Yep.
So
well, you love the spice of Mexican
I
food.
I do,
yeah.
I do. But I also find that after a few days, turkey is very unappealing to me. And so I try and just decoy it a little bit.
Right.
And so we do happen to love quesadillas.
Mm-hmm.
So I will take some whatever, the small chunks, not the nice slices that you use for sandwiches or whatever, but, you know, you get all kinds of little parts and pieces of white and dark meat, and I'll chop them up on a cutting board with my Yuli, and and I'll throw them in a saucepan with some garlic EVO and chop up some onions and maybe some peppers. And then I'll put some of this spice that I love called tajin, T-A-J-I-N. And you hear me talk about it from time to time. But it's just, you know, sometimes it's nice to grab one bottle of spice that just does everything. That one for me does everything. So I'll put that on there in real low heat, and I'll warm it up. I'll put a cover on it, and I'll just get it to a nice temperature. And then I'll chop up a bunch of lettuce and tomatoes, and I'll take the largest flour tortilla I can get a giant nonstick fry pan or cast iron lodge, heat it up, get a butter EVO or garlic EVO, whatever flavor you want to go with, and I will get it nice and warm, not too warm because you don't want it to go too fast, but I'll sear it, and then I'll flip it over and make sure there's enough oil when you flip it over, and then start the searing on that side, and then I'll take on half of it, I'm going to put turkey and cheese and then the onion and pepper mix, whatever you like putting on a quesadilla.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to put cheese down, then the turkey, then the onions and peppers, and then more cheese, and then I'm going to flip it over, and I'm going to put a cover on it, and I'm going to flip that thing over once, and you'll end up with like a half moon device, right?
Sure, yeah.
And you throw that on your cutting board, and you get your pizza wheel out, and you just cut your triangles out of it, put them on plates, and then put a nice stack of lettuce and tomatoes and sour cream. I build the whole thing up together, and oh, my gosh, it's so good.
Yeah, it sounds good.
My mouth's watering right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that is good. I like soup this time of year. You don't have it all summer, and then when the weather breaks like this and we're starting to get a little bit colder weather, turkey noodle soup.
Sure.
I'm not going to go through a recipe because everybody likes their own recipe of soup. But, man, that's a great way to use.
Yep.
You talked about all the pieces that are broken off, cut up, parts.
Well, here's
and whatever.
Something. Now you smoked yours, so it's not going to be as easy to do. You don't want to do it. But, like, do you ever boil the carcass? Because that gives you a lot of stock.
Right, yeah, right. And then you strain it.
You have to be careful.
Right, yeah. Yep. You boil that and strain it. And you're right, smoking wouldn't work with that. But
no,
if you had
I've tried it. It just leaves it, well, it a gets, weird taste.
Yeah, it's too strong.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly. But, yeah, if you got your stock from boiling the carcass, because a lot of, and then you strain it with one of those little metal strainers to get all the funky chunky out of it. And then
pick the meat out, take all the bone fragments
out. Yep.
But
that stock is
very
rich.
You want to boil
though.
That for a couple of hours.
Right.
Because you want to break down all that fat.
Right.
And I'll tell you, if you do that and you're careful, that's a fantastic stock. There's your soup right there.
Right. Great starter.
Yep.
For the soup, the noodles, peas, maybe diced up carrots and that turkey
and
in there. That's all I need.
Throw your. If you want to get really creative, you can make egg noodles.
Well,
make homemade egg noodles.
Oh, well, okay.
They're really, really good.
Yeah.
And they're really super simple. You just take eggs and
noodles,
milk or water and flour, and you mix them together like a dough, and you get if your wife has a rolling pin, throw some flour down, you put a big ball of that down, and you roll it out.
I have no idea. I've not been married that long to see if she has one yet.
You haven't made her mad enough yet.
Right, yeah.
And you roll them out, and then you take, again, a big pizza wheel, and you cut your strips, and then you get baker's racks out, and you put them on the baker's racks and dry them, and then you drop them in the soup when the soup is ready. So then you cut up celery and garlic and get that broth going, add some more chunks of nice meat that's nicely cut, and then throw in your egg noodles, and then when the egg noodles are just about done, you put in some frozen peas. So your carrots and celery will go in first, and then the noodles, and then right when it's done, throw in your peas because they take like a minute.
Right.
And if you overcook them,
they get mushy.
Yeah, they're weird.
Yeah, they're not good.
But,
so you
oh
could
my
take,
gosh, is that good?
You could take almost that exact same guts that you just described for the soup and do it with like a cream of chicken soup. And then put that in a pot pie. And I don't eat pot pies because I'm trying to watch my girlish figure, but that is one of my favorite things on earth is a pot pie. And you get a crust on the bottom and a crust on the top, and we'll do that.
My wife will do that superbly.
Right.
And that's her thing. She loves chicken pot pie or turkey pot pie.
Right.
And I'll guarantee you we will be having that. And hers is splendid. Here's the key, a good crust.
Yeah.
She'll even make them like with crust only on the top now because we're trying to lower our carbs.
Right.
That's
so good, though.
It is. It's really good.
Mouth is watering just thinking about it.
And you're talking about that soup. You could also go back into the Mexican direction, and you could, again, throw some of that tajin or whatever your favorite Mexican spices are. little cumin, whatever, and get that broth nice. And then just throw some carrots and celery in there, and then serve that just as a nice soup without noodles.
Mm-hmm.
Only it's got a Mexican profile, and then you put some tortilla chips on top, so you have a chicken tortilla or turkey tortilla
Ooh,
soup.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yep.
But you want lots of good fat stock for that.
Right.
And what I also do is I always keep my bacon grease. I always have a big cup of it in the refrigerator.
Right.
And like if I'm not getting enough stock, right before I finish that thing off, I'm going to put like a tablespoon of that bacon grease in there for some more fat.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Flavor's amazing.
So good.
You could, if you had diced bacon, it would go great in that too.
Good.
Right? In the soup or the pot pie. It would either one of those. I mean, that's just...
On ice cream, it's good.
Yeah. Absolutely. Dipped in chocolate, it's good. Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, the turkey... So what I hear us saying without saying it is you got to do something to it to jazz it up a little bit. Because just plain old white turkey
gets old
in a hurry. And seems like after it sits there a day or two, it dries out and you can't seem to keep it fresh. I suppose you could vac seal it, right? But then you're...
Well, that's the best thing to do.
Right. And when do you do that? I mean, just as soon as it's cooled?
Yes.
And then you just start opening packages as you need them.
And you can put them in the freezer or you can...
Just keep them in the fridge.
Yes.
Yeah. So coming up next, let's talk. We might touch a little bit on vac sealed turkey because I got an idea for you. And then looks like we might have some egg rolls or some nachos. So stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in the space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys. And we're talking turkey today, baby. And we just spent a minute talking about some quesadillas and some pot pie, two great things to use your surplus turkey on. I made 3 pounds of stuffing for two of us. That's how much I love stuffing. It's bad for me, but I love it, man. And I use those Pepperidge Farms seasoned, and they were white bread and brown bread mixed together, and you know, with a little chicken stock in there and the drippings from the turkey. Now, do you put your stuffing in the bird or do it on the side, or do you do both?
Well, again, this is my wife, Maureen.
Well,
so
yeah.
She stuffs it, and then she makes another pan of it because our family also is really keen on stuff. Everybody loves stuffing. What are
right.
you talking about?
Yeah. Now, did yours have a lot of stuff in it, like nuts and dried
fruits
and stuff?
You know, she used to do that, and she used to put sausage in it.
Right.
That was the best.
Yeah.
She doesn't do that anymore. But she takes the stuff out of the center of the bird and mixes it in with the plain stuff from the oven.
Oh.
And then she takes some of that and puts it in muffin tins and makes these cool little... I was talking about that last week, remember?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool.
That's very good.
Yeah. So for breakfast... Turkey's just not for dinner anymore. For breakfast, I chop it up really small and mix it in with some hash browns, the strings, not American fries, but hash browns.
Really?
And mix that in there and spice that up with quite a little bit of garlic. And I do a little red pepper flake just to give it a little bit of spice in those potatoes, and you know, enough good garlic EVO or butter EVO, whatever you want, just to get them crisp. But just little bits of turkey in there with that little bit of bite to it. Mm, man, that's really good with a couple fried eggs. You know, again, you sit there looking at this stuff. It's like, what can I do with all of this? And you just got to try to get creative with it. It'd be interesting. Hit us on Facebook and let us know what your favorite leftover recipe is for turkey.
Because yeah,
that'd be kind of cool to
catalog
that.
There's another one that I tried a couple years ago, and we didn't do it last year, but if I have any left, I might try this. And it's turkey egg rolls.
Really?
And they're really – I saw it in, like, Food Network magazine probably.
Right.
And you just basically you buy these egg roll wraps, and you take a little stuffing, a little mashed potato, and a little turkey, and you put it in that wrap, and you roll it up like a doobie. I mean, like a grape leaf or something. And then
you can say doobie now; it's legal.
When you get to the end, you put some, you brush it with an egg. Okay, you get your little brush, and you brush it with an egg to seal it, and then you set them on the a parchment paper or something, and let them kind of adhere. And you get your deep fryer or whatever you're going to fry in. Deep fryer is the best, and you just drop them in there. But in the meantime, you're also taking that cranberry. If like Maureen makes a great fresh cranberry relish, and then you take some apple cider and some sugar and vegetable oil, and you simmer that down, and you make kind of a sweet and sour cranberry sauce out of it, and you dip those egg rolls. I'm telling you, it is fantastic.
Wow.
A little bit of turkey, a little mashed potato, a little stuffing. It's just like, you know,
right,
Chinese Thanksgiving.
Right. Do you guys like Brussels sprouts?
Yes.
I do, too, and I'm just taken aback by cooking them in some olive oil, and then finishing them with balsamic, right? And then we've talked about this new seasoning. It's kind of a seasonal thing from Badia. It's called Complete. And putting some of that there with the
yeah,
olive oil.
You like that stuff.
I do. With the olive oil. But cooking those down so that they start to break apart a little bit. And then taking those and putting them in a turkey taco. And I've just thought of that while I'm sitting here. I bet it'd be wonderful because there's a restaurant in Grand Rapids that is called Donkey, and they are a kind of a gourmet taco joint. And they do a Brussels sprout and pork
taco. I bet they're deep frying. They're cutting them in half and deep frying.
No, these weren't. These were pan fried because you could taste the balsamic on them, and they were a little broken down a little bit. I think deep frying would firm them up and make them crisp.
No, it makes them open up like a flower and they get crispy.
Yeah, these weren't. These were beautiful. Yeah, they'd be good. They'd be good, but I think that
they'd be good.
A turkey nacho would be, you know, and a turkey taco.
We're talking turkey.
Man,
this
we are. And as we sit here, we're just rambling on
Mr.
about.
Mr. Producer, tell me.
Things
tell
you can do
how much
turkey.
Time do we have left?
Yeah,
so we
right.
Can bail
can,
out.
Can we shut him up? Can we shut him up yet?
Okay, so you know our house is big on nachos.
Right.
So when you do that whole combination of the turkey and the tahini and garlic and onions and peppers in a pan,
right,
that's good for like any kind of Mexican profile. And we love nachos.
Right.
And I'm so hungry right now just thinking about nachos.
Mm-hmm.
But that might be a great time to introduce bacon, too.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When is there a bad time to introduce bacon? Right.
There is.
Exactly.
Isn't.
Now, we talked a little bit during the break about vac sealing your turkey and when to do it. And it's, you know, as soon as it cools down, then to capture the moisture, I would do it right away. You know, whatever serving sizes you want. But you and I have a sous vide machine, which is really what it does is you put a vac-sealed portion of food, whatever it is, and you put it submerge it in water, and then the sous vide machine circulates the water and heats the water to a designated temperature, whatever you set it at.
It looks like your wife's curling iron.
Right. Yeah, exactly, but it's made for this. right? And it circulates the water.
Don't put the curling iron in the water.
The beautiful thing about this is you can set a digital temperature, say 135 degrees, and that everything is sealed inside that bag, and it brings everything up to temperature, but it locks in all the juices. You don't lose anything because it's inside the bag. There's no plastic taste because you're not cooking it that hot. You're just warming it up and warming it through. And you open it up, and it steams, and it's fresh, and it's as good as when it was cut off the bird.
Now you gave me a good reason to get mine out.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, because we have them, and it's one of those tools that we often forget.
Because we have them. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Turkey Network.
God, aren't we?
And we're pounding the out of turkey.
Right.
When we come back, we're going to talk about something other than turkey.
Are we?
Yep.
Maybe Boursin cheese mashed potatoes. Mmm. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan. 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hey, this is Joe from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Today's man law. In a negotiation, never make the first offer.
That's right. If you can help it, all depends how
you
that
can.
Goes.
But you can help it.
Right.
You can.
Right.
It's a rule.
Right. And so you like to react to that first offer rather than lob it out there.
I want to know where their starting point is. So here's another rule. If you do make an offer, the next one to talk buys.
Really? Interesting. Buys what? Dinner?
Whatever drinks? Your offer is.
Oh.
When you make somebody an offer, you put the paper in front of them and you say, it's this, this, and this. Can I earn your business today? Then shut up.
Yep. Let them think.
Next one to talk buys every time. I swear it's magic.
Magic, man. Yeah, Bob's negotiating big deals
now. You like to do mashed potatoes, and I, you know, this is good for your diet, doing half golden russets and half cauliflower, and then mashing them up and putting, like, just a buttload of heavy whipping cream on it and some garlic and Parmesan.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
That's good.
No,
as I mentioned
the carbs.
Before the break, this one is no good for you. There are little boxes of cheese. They're square, like 3 inches by 3 inches, little cube.
It's very good for you.
It's called Boursin cheese. It's goat cheese.
Very good for you.
But it's seasoned with garlic, and they've got one that's also garlic and
it's got chives. There's all kinds of different versions. There's five flavors.
So when the potatoes are mashed and they're still very hot, just crumble that stuff up in there and mix it in, and it's just – makes this creamy, wonderful amount of deliciousness that's my favorite way to do the potatoes is with this. And, you know, you've got to put a little butter and potatoes in no matter what you do. So it's a potato, right? I mean, I like your cauliflower idea. I've never thought of that.
It's really good. My wife did it once and I loved it, so I do them all the time.
So you boil a cauliflower just like you boil a potato.
Yeah, so I get these beautiful Idaho blonde potatoes, the small ones, and boil them for about 10 minutes. And then I carve up the cauliflower so that I cut a lot of the core out of it.
Right.
Because it doesn't mash as well. I mean, you could probably, and I could probably start using those because now I just put my immersion blender in and get everything really creamy because my wife loves creamy whipped potatoes.
Right.
They're good for a lot of
things. Great texture. Yeah. Yeah.
So
let them cool.
Let us know what's on your mind. Hit us up on Facebook / The Grilling Guys, and let us know what you'd like us to cover, because we're sick of turkey. And
probably you are too now.
If you're still listening, hello, right. Yeah. Are you out there? And then don't forget to go to thegrillingguys.com. It's a great resource. You've got lots of turkey recipes there. All the ones we just did, you can actually download if you actually need them, because they're not sophisticated. I'm sure you'll remember them. But there's a search bar in the top right. You just put in whatever you want to get. And then also, what was I going to say? Twitter. I'm Grilling Guy at Twitter. So that's a good way to find us. Oh, also, don't forget to sign up for our podcast, because we have just hundreds and hundreds of people downloading the show every week,
right.
And they take it to work, because maybe they're not up at 7 o'clock Sunday morning in Grand Rapids or 8 o'clock up north.
Right.
So,
well, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. We'll talk with you next week. See ya.